The war in Ukraine is now into its fifth month. And the fight hasn't just been on the ground. There's also a virtual side of this war, online. Russian hackers, considered some of the world's best, have sought to coordinate cyber attacks with missile attacks. And the Pentagon says American hackers are on the cyber offensive against Russia. But we're going to talk about a separate effort against Russia now, specifically a group of coders taking on Russian oligarchs. Vadislav Huntik is a Ukrainian coder and founder of an app called Signal My Oligarch. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
Signal My Oligarch. I understand this app tries to hunt down assets like yachts that belong to Russian oligarchs. How does it work?
Yeah, so basically we created a bridge between an average person and the Western country's government. When the war, you know, begins, we were trying to help in a different ways, you know, to help Ukraine. But then with my partner, we had a conversation and he actually mentioned that it's really easy for the oligarchs to hide their assets. So those assets that was already frozen by, you know, by the Western governments, they were, you know, directly owned by an oligarch. And for them, it's really hard actually to hunt other assets that belongs to, you know, their family member.
Oh, they can register it to a distant relative, somebody else's name.
Exactly, exactly. And we were, you know, just discussing how can we help them. And we realized that the best way is just to ask, you know, just to ask people, you know, all over the world who have any connections with the oligarch property. And they can be a boat crew member, or they can be a neighbor, or, you know, anybody who has any information, he can just, you know, take a picture, you know, at the geolocation and send this report to us. And then we will forward this report to the government in which country this asset was located.
Any luck yet? These assets are pretty hidden.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we just launched. However, we already started getting first reports. And, you know, some of them we already pre-qualified and sent to the governments. And we think that one of them is very, very solid.
Do you think this could make a dent in this war? I mean, the oligarchs, they don't all necessarily support Vladimir Putin, right?
Yeah. Like, the more pressure we can put on them, the more pressure they will put on the Putin. Like, this is the first reason for that. And the second reason is that now there are lots of conversations about what to do with those, you know, frozen assets. And, you know, there are some discussions about letting those oligarchs to sell those assets and donate, you know, part of this money to the fund that will be used to rebuild Ukraine after the war.
Now, Russian hackers are known for being some of the world's best, as you know. Do you assume the Russians are inside your system, inside your app, watching?
Yeah, so basically the way we created the app, during the registration, we are telling to the potential users that they should consider our app as a hacked already. So, you know, don't use your personal information, no first name, last name. We don't need your, you know, even personal email address. We are offering to use an email generator to generate the email address specifically for this reason. The second point here is we are not tracking any IP address or geolocation. So it's actually not possible, even, you know, if Russian hacker will hack our app, all right, they will see just, you know, just some fake information. So nothing that can connect them with the real person who sent the report.
I want to ask you about the broader cyber effort among Ukrainians against Russia. You know, how do you think about why, I assume, a lot of people are doing this and what they hope to accomplish in just this broader cyber warfare world?
Sure, that's a good question. So obviously the war in our century is not something that was done, you know, in the Second World War because of the technology. So, you know, that time to do something, you need to take a weapon and go to the battlefield most of the time. now, because of the technology, people from any, you know, from any location in that world, just having an internet connection and the right skills can help to fight this, to fight in this war.
Ladislav Huntik is a Ukrainian coder, and he's co-founder of the app Signal My Oligarch. And for obvious reasons, he's speaking to us from an undisclosed place. Ladislav, thanks for the time.
Yep, thank you.